Okay. Thank you, Phil. Good afternoon, everybody. Appreciate the opportunity to be here. I'm actually with the Soil Dynamics Lab with ARS in Auburn, and I first want to recognize the co-authors here. It's a combination of ARS and university scientists. Have Dale Monks, Dennis Delaney with Auburn University, Andrew Price, a colleague at the Soil Dynamics Lab, and Jason Bergtoll, he was formerly with ARS, but he's now with Kansas State University, and he actually set up this project, and I've been trying to manage it since he left. One of the things you notice with the title, obviously we're looking at planting and defoliation timing simultaneously. Most experiments either look at one factor separately and not combine it. So we do feel like that's a unique aspect here with this particular study. And just to give you a little background, we'll talk about planting date first, related to maybe comparing and contrast some of the early and late advantages and disadvantages. You know, with early planting, you're going to extend the growing season. If you got a grower that's got a lot of acreages, obviously, you know, you can't plant it all at the same time, harvest it at the same time. So it's a benefit to sort of extend that season. You know, reducing inputs, for example, you might, if it was irrigated and you had a shorter season by planting it early, maybe you could cut out an irrigation or two, something like that, reduce your cost. And then obviously, based on the previous talks, you know, you just saw that you generally can get higher yields sometimes as well. Disadvantage, you know, when you have cool, wet conditions early in the season, you can get cold temperature stress. You get a late frost, something like that. Going to brown up some cotyledons. You also have slow development, creates conditions for seedling disease pressure, and can, you know, in worst case scenario, you can lose that stand. Now, obviously, this is not preferred, but if you plant it early, you could, and that happened, you know, you would have time, you could replant if you had to. Now, this is the last bullet there is basically related to a late planting. When you plant late, then you push it back, obviously, and can get into some inclement weather at harvest. Now, when we talk about defoliation timing, you know, a lot of producers, they desire this. They want to get it in there, get it defoliated, get it out. And you can see that's going to limit your exposure to weather, which can potentially improve the quality. But if you do it too early, decrease in lint yield and quality associated with just reduced lint amounts and immature fibers, and all that's going to work to reduce the profit. Now, we talked about conservation tillage. You heard about that a little bit earlier. You know, we're dealing in the coastal plain as well. We got a little bit more rolling soils, so that we have a little more higher erosion potential. We're dealing with there's a cotton field that's been harvested. You can see there's not a lot of residue there. We get a lot of rainfall during the winter months. It's going to create a scenario for erosion. And even during the summer, when you have a crop planted, we still have that potential for erosion. So you heard about we want to utilize conservation tillage, conservation system, where we're using the strip tills that were discussed before, where we can maximize that residue on the soil surface and also minimize surface soil disturbance, but still promote below ground disruption. And then we utilize the cover crop. We're getting a carbon component there that we're adding into these low organic matter soils to improve the quality, decrease erosion potential, and so forth. And you can see we're really talking about a high amount of residue that what we're trying to promote. You can see the gentleman standing in the back there. So, you know, it's pushing 6 feet tall or so. Now, with that scenario, that's going to create has the potential to create cool conditions at planting, especially if you're trying to go with an early planting. So, and also it's been documented that in a conservation system, your maturity can be decreased as well or delayed in a conservation system, which is also going to work against you depending on when it's planted and defoliated. So just quickly, we wanted to compare the combined effect of alternative planting and defoliation dates in the conservation system on yield, quality, and profitability. This study was conducted at E.V. Smith. We had 3 years of data, 2007, 2009. E.V. Smith is around Shorter, Alabama. It's an experiment station of Auburn. It's on a compass loamy sand. We utilized DPL 454 stacked. And for our fiber quality, we wanted to utilize the MicroGen over at the University of Georgia, you know, as opposed to a tabletop gen. We want to be able to try to get some more real-world numbers that would be more representative of what a farmer would actually see coming out of the field. Experimental design, we have a strip plot design, three replications. our planting dates for the basically the optimal planting date, and then 4 weeks ahead of that and 4 weeks later. Usually try to shoot for around a month apart, but you can see the dates there. You know, it didn't always work out that way, just depending on if you what kind of weather you had for that particular year and so forth, and the ideal conditions when you just had to get in there and get it done. Our defoliation dates corresponded to 40% open bowl, 60, 80, and 100%. Just going to talk about the cover crop biomass briefly, plant populations, lint yields, and then talk about some of the properties and then just gross returns there at the end. You know, when we're talking about this biomass, we talk about we're trying to produce a lot. For us, 4,000 pounds is, you know, above that, we would consider that a high residue system. And you can see, as you would expect, the later planting date, which means you could let that cover crop grow for a longer period of time, you had more residue there. So, and in general, that held true. I think this instance here in 2009 was already kind of starting to deteriorate a little bit by the time we were so late into the season. It was deteriorating some and it was going down, so we didn't have as much residue as if we could have killed it more timely. For our populations, you know, in general, as you'd expect, the later planting date, we had a better stand, which obviously, you know, you got warmer temperatures, more heat units, so forth, so not a big surprise there that the later planting date resulted in the best populations. And we talk about lint yields. You can see we had an interaction between planting date and defoliation percentage, but a lot of that is attributed, I think, to the low yields that we observed in the second planting date. You know, there's not a lot of difference between planting date 1 and 3. I think that this right here was attributed, where did my mouse go? These low yields were attributed to it. When it got time for that optimal planting time, it just got extremely dry, and we basically had to dust that cotton in, and then it just suffered the entire time. So I think that's what attributed to those. But it gives you an idea of what the yield variability looked like across those different treatments. When we go to 2008, there's a couple of things. You can see we did not have a third planting date. We got into that inclement weather I just talked about. We just flat out ran out of heat units that year. We could not get that cotton out of the field. But if you do look at the other planting dates, we had much better yields in 2008 compared to 07. And even though that we had an interaction between the two parameters, you know, it's really not a huge amount of difference there between them. 2009, we don't have any lint yields yet, so just talking about seed cotton. We did have main effects that were significant, no interaction this time. You can see the optimal planting date 2, appeared to have the highest yields. And then with defoliation, 60% open bowl, which that's typically what we would go with anyway. You know, standard practice seemed to be what was best for this particular year. We started looking at the fiber analysis here. Just going to look at length, mic, strength, and uniformity. This is for 2007. You can see that planting date, you know, had a huge effect in 2007. We had a little bit longer fibers with the early planting date, but then we actually, you know, that's low mic there. I think that's in the discount range there for Micronair. And for a strength, though, the later planting dates, you know, we're getting more in a little bit more of a premium range for strength. Had an interaction between uniformity between planting date and foliation. Just break that out there and let you take a look at that. It does appear that the you know, it was really more favored for the later planting date as far as uniformity. 2008, didn't see anything related to having an effect on any of the properties that we looked at. You know, maybe some trends here on uniformity associated with planting date, but, you know, nothing that we can write home about, I guess. One of the things that obviously, you know, kind of stands out is when you start looking at the rainfall and growing degree days across these different years. And you can see, we'll just start with the growing degree days. You can kind of get an idea of, you know, what we were talking about. This was that one that we could not We didn't get it harvested, and you can see we only had 2,100 heat units there, so we just ran out of time. You look at the distribution of rainfall amounts with each month. See, the first year in July we got 14 inches, and then in 2009 we had 10 inches early, and then it really started raining after, you know, more in November for us. But obviously this weather is going to play a huge impact on what we see in this. This is the profitability I wanted to talk about, and this is a program that's available on the web from Cotton Incorporated's website. It's developed by people from Texas Cooperative Extension and Cotton Incorporated, where you can kind of put in, you know, the variables that you have in terms of lint, and then fiber quality takes into account the discounts and premiums, so forth. And in 2007, you sort of see a little bit of a benefit if you plant it early, then try to defoliate it maybe later than normal, or what people would consider normal. But then when you compare that with some of the later planting dates, there's not a whole lot of difference there. And I haven't run any kind of stats on this. This was just more to illustrate. On 2008, though, you don't see anything. Granted, we only had two planting dates, not the three, but there's just really not a lot of difference there in profitability for that particular year. Now, these conclusions, these are just preliminary. Obviously, we have two complete years, and then we're going to get lint yield again, or the fiber quality data for 2009, and also we're going to run this another year. But lint yields were influenced by the planting date and defoliation date simultaneously. We had those interactions, but obviously the weather influenced which combination was superior. In 2007, planting date was strongly influenced some of the fiber properties, but then had no effect in 2008. And in 2007, our gross returns benefited maybe from more open bowls later in the season, but there was really no difference in 2008. So again, this is I think this is one of those tests that really does need to run for a period of time. You need to get try to have 4 years of data or more, and hopefully we can see some trends that develop. But like I say, this is what we've seen so far. And I appreciate your time, and I try to answer any questions.
Yeah, we got a few minutes for questions. All right, thank you, Chip.
Thank you.